baking up something sweet, serving up some tasty treats, so I'm sweet enough to really please. It's all made fresh, so come on, let's eat it. Bake the goods with a smile, serve them warm to go that extra mile.
Welcome back to Eat to the Beat. I'm Sarah Obritis. We're on Heritage Radio Network, and we've sobered up here in the studio since my last show, which was, a lot of fun in my perspective. We are here, sponsored, of course, by TechServe. I can never forget my favorite independent Apple dealerships, dealership down on 23rd Street in New York City, and also online. And here on Eat to the Beat today, we have another, I feel like I'm running for mayor in Long Island City, Queens, because I have another a figurehead, if you will, of the thing that many of us seem to be addicted to these days, which is variety shows and having all of our many fingers in many pots, whether it's gardening behind a restaurant or broadcasting behind a restaurant or holding a trivia show in a bar and bringing in musicians into bars. Much of that, my good friend Sylvan Sandovar, real name Gus Rodriguez, is here in the house, and he is from LIC and is doing quite a lot, and is here with our friend, his neighbor, and a fellow musician, Janine Turana. Welcome.
Thanks for having us here. It's really
fun. It's so good to be here today.
Yeah. So now, thank you for coming out to it's a pretty impressive place here, huh? You're laid back.
This place is incredible. It's like, it's so hidden away, and I would never know it's here just driving down the street.
It's like we're looking at each other. Are we looking at the dinner guests? Are they looking at us? We're having a lot of fun. Anyway,
we're making them very self-conscious.
Yeah, they're trying not to look at us, but they're
we're
staring.
Making them nervous.
They're whispering. They think we can hear them. So how long have you been in Long Island City, Gus?
Well, I've been working there for the last couple of years, but I've been living in Queens for about 5 years. I kind of fell into music after a long absence. I did more film stuff, and I kind of found my way back into music. I just started playing an open mic at this place called Domini's Hoek. You know that place on Vernon Boulevard?
Sure.
And it just spiraled into a lot of different opportunities. A lot of nice things happened that I didn't expect to happen.
I think you're bringing a lot of that. The establishments in that part of Queens are either super old or super new, and you're bringing a wonderful flavor and a lot of energy to a lot of the new places. And then your collaboration with Janine occurred really because of the physical space of the hood, the neighborhood, being around each other, being talented. And
I heard Janine playing at a place called Waltz Astoria. Was it last year or like maybe a year and a half ago or something?
Waltz Astoria.
Waltz Astoria, yeah. It's on Ditmars in Astoria. And I heard her do a performance there and was really taken by it. I had just started to, not too long after that, I just started booking shows in Long Island City. I was given the opportunity to do that, do showcase nights for singer-songwriters. And she had to be at the very top of the list of people I called to come in first. And she's played there many times since, and she's probably one of the top 10 favorite people that play LIC Bar.
Yeah, 100%. And you guys, we're going to talk about you playing together and touring globally, and that's super meaningful when you fall in love with someone's music.
Yeah.
You've listened to it so much that you actually you love it,
right?
And then you find a way to contribute to songs that already exist, both from both of you.
It was really, to be fair and honest, it was Janine's idea to take it on the road, because she saw what we were doing around the neighborhood. And, kind of pioneering, putting music where there wasn't, putting live music where there was none in Long Island City.
Right. And your personal, your Sylvan Sandovar review has a mission of sorts. It's bringing together musicians for the sake of having a good time or enlivening a location, outdoors or indoors, bars.
Sure.
Restaurants and piers. Yeah. I know you have a lot of festivals coming up.
Yeah, well, it's a great excuse, honestly, just to play with good friends, but also to get local musicians who I feel for a long time, musicians living in Queens, living in Western Queens, Astoria, Long Island City, many of them I think felt like there was no place for them to do their thing. They had to travel to like Brooklyn or Manhattan to do their work. And now there's more opportunities. There's more places where people can do that. It's slowly growing. It's more of a music scene happening. And the review is sort of an excuse, and is a way to showcase the neighborhood people, you know, the people I think that are doing great things and that are worth hearing. So it's a big review-style band. We all get together, and the band learns different songwriters' songs that are in the band, and it's a nice, like, cross-section of what's, you know, happening in the neighborhood, I think.
Right, and it allows flexibility for the musicians who take off, you know, who are either touring or get... whose schedules are upside down, or who literally, like, whose careers take off, you can embrace. You know, it's like a fluid. It's always in flux.
Yeah, we're working on a website. A friend of mine named Tom Tancredi. We're working on launching a website, hopefully before the summer's end, called LICnotes.com, which will be devoted to all things music happening in our neighborhood. You know, blogs, CD reviews, concert listings. You know. Get more attention brought to, you know, the neighborhood.
Well, I'd love for you guys to play a song since we're together live, and you have your instruments. They're
we
both
do.
Guitarists. They
are.
Started this show off with a sweet tune. So they'll Janine and Sylvan will play, aka Gus will play a tune, and we'll come back and talk about. Hopefully, you'd like to tell us what it's like to the challenges, both sort of like on a community level and on an entrepreneur level, and throwing these gigs, making them happen, working with different characters in the neighborhood, which can be extrapolated anywhere across America. That these, you know, do-it-yourself circuses, reviews, variety shows, they take a lot of work. And
yeah, if you're willing to do it, if you're willing to put the time in, anyone can do it in any neighborhood, I think. I believe that.
I think an important thing to note about Sylvan's review in particular is that we're all fans of each other, and we all really enjoy each other's music, and the rehearsals are usually a lot of mutual admiration, like, wow, I really love that song of yours. I'm so excited. Do you want me to play on it? Can I play on it? It's really a lot.
They're almost more fun than the gig sometimes,
yeah,
the rehearsals. You know?
Our friend Kelly debuted her first song the other night at rehearsal, and we all just sat there with our jaws to the floor because it was so beautiful. But we really appreciate and love each other's music and love each other as people, and I think that's really special, too. There's a bond there.
And Janine's a real leader, too. I think she's really taken a more of a leadership role, I think, in what we're doing. She's, like I said, it was her idea to do the tour, and she assembled it. Really, I did the best I could to help her in my meager way, but she really had the original vision, and she really does the work, the footwork. And she did kind of something that really impresses the hell out of a lot of people we met when we went on tour, is that we, without any tour manager or publicist or anything... Janine did all that work herself. Mm-hmm. She got us on the BBC, and she did create a lot of opportunities. And she could, you know, she's also helping other people learn how to go abroad and do it as an independent musician. She's been a great resource now for our friends. They consult her for, like, you know, how do I, you know, it seems like an impossible thing. I didn't even dare to do it myself. And then she said, you know, she did enough research, and she says, no, we can do it. You know, it's, and we can maybe even make a little money if we stick it out. You want to take the leap with me? I said, all right.
Yeah, you actually have to pick up the phone, do something at the end of the day, have something to talk about that you actually, like, at least attempted to accomplish, and then in your case actually pulled together a string of city stops in and around Europe, which we'll talk about when we come back. We're on Eat to the Beat, and we are about to hear Janine and Sylvan play a beautiful tune, I'm sure.
Jolene.
Jolene, okay.
This is a special request. Jolene, Adele.
Oh, yeah, I have to interject. These guys were on the BBC. Thanks again to Janine's awesome outreach. And they played live music on at the station, but they didn't play this song. However, Janine mentioned her affinity for Dolly Parton's version of Jolene. I love it.
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. don't take them, even though you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair and ivory skin, eyes of emerald green. Your voice is like a breath of spring, your smile is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. Well, he talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Now I can easily understand how you could easily take my man. You don't know what it means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him. Even though you can. You could have your choice of men, I could never love again. He's the only man for me, Jolene. So I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you. Whatever you decide to do, Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him, even though you can. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please. Take my man, Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him, even though you can. Jolene.
That was Janine Turana singing Dolly Parton's Jolene, and boy, Dolly would be proud. That's a hard song. Now, Gus, did you hear that for the first time and just jump right in and said, hey, can I try that?
It's the first time I heard it in that key.
Well done. We have a call-in. I'd love to hear how this works. I'm on.
All right.
Hello. You're
Hello?
On. Yeah. C'est moi, c'est moi.
Janine.
Who is it? Is this Joe?
Janine, how are you doing?
Oh my God, it's my brother. Hi, Joe.
How are you?
I guess you got my
perfect.
Text message.
It's a family affair. Thank you, Joe. You're calling from another country, Buffalo. No, bringing people together on the internet
in the
shipping container. So, did you hear that song? Did you like it?
Yes. Oh yeah. I like all her songs, of course.
Oh, is this an older
right
brother,
answer.
Joe?
It's my older brother. He's 1 year older than me.
Are you there with your mom?
No, I'm with my wife, Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
Well, awesome. This will be archived for, ad infinitum, forever. Do you have a question for your sister or her cohort?
Yeah, well, what day are you going to... Canada.
I'll be there August 24th. I'm going to be in Buffalo on the 24th. I was trying to book a show. I was there, but they don't return my calls in Buffalo, it seems.
So you're calling the local pubs. And...
Yeah, there's a place in particular, Nietzsche's, that a lot of singer-songwriters play, and I just can't get them to call me back. So I'm going to be playing. Bedside.
No, we're gonna wheel this web address around, and by this time next week, she will have had a show at Nietzsche's. Is that what it's called, Nietzsche's?
Nietzsche's. I didn't book a show there. They didn't call me back.
Well, so they're gonna call.
We're gonna
strong arm them.
So, Joe, I'll be there the 24th. Joe has a beautiful garden that his wife Tanya and he have planted in their lovely home.
In Buffalo. Awesome. How big this state is, New York. And so these guys are from Queens, Gus Rodriguez and Janine Turana, and they collaborate going around the world. So is Buffalo before the next world tour?
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to tell us about the world tour and what you... Well, actually, I want to take a step back and ask you about your last world tour, which was just a month or two ago. And if you could tell us about, you know, just can you help us visualize one of, like, the more either quirky or unique or any sort of venue that has a hyperbole to it, something out way out there?
They were all pretty unique.
Everyone was different. It really was.
A few stuck out in our mind. I would have to say Ireland. Our first day there, we had a gig on Easter Sunday evening.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, one thing we learned is you don't book a gig when there's a rugby game. Because either people won't come, or if they do and they've been watching rugby, they'll be very inebriated. And so our first gig, you know, the sound guy, well, the guy running the place is like, you set up your own sound. And, you know, start whenever you wanna. And everyone was inebriated.
Dodge
and,
tomatoes.
I suppose it was on a Catholic holiday. So either you're super sober or super drunk.
They were all pretty drunk. And
crazy.
Gus almost got accosted. I have a video of it.
George Carlin.
And later he borrowed Gus's guitar to serenade people.
Wait, but, the real George Carlin?
No,
oh, right.
He's a
gullible
like
guy.
But that was the most memorable. It was Easter Sunday in Ireland.
And speaking of the Irish and getting drunk, you guys have experience with the most notorious... I wanted to say alcoholic, but no, the rock and roller, Shane McGowan, the Irish rock and roller, who has come to Queens and spent many a days that turned into probably one long day for him.
Days, you know, succession of days, He
played live, and then Gus, you actually worked with him even before then on recording.
Yeah, he my old band, Little Creatures, actually they just played yesterday at LSE Bar, old good friends of mine. My friend James Artachi and I had the great luck and fortune. We were put together with Shane, and he cut two of our songs. He sang, we wrote two songs, and he...
You're talking about Shane McGowan, too. I don't think you ever did mention his name.
Oh, Shane McGowan. Yeah, Shane McGowan, that guy.
I think I did, but anyway, he is the lead singer of the Pogues. It's an old... not so old, but still kicking band from Ireland. Are they from Dublin? Just the heart.
No, actually, they formed in London, but they're from different parts of Ireland. Shane is from Tipperary in Ireland. That's where his family's from, but he's a Londoner. He's been living there for a long time.
Oh, wow.
He lives in Ireland now, though. I think he lives in Dublin now, but yeah, he made his name in England.
But they have a classic
party. Oh, yeah, our Irish,
you know, bar,
it's Irish
say,
music.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, yeah.
And which probably did a lot for, I would hope, for relations.
They popularized it. You know, you hope. Well, he popularized it. He made it. He made it cool again for like younger people to be into that music.
Right on, and still does.
Yeah.
And so, so in fact, he sang a song you wrote and recorded it. A couple of them. Are you guys able to?
Want me to do one
reenact?
Of them for you?
And have Janine play the part of Shane. I'm just kidding.
No, Gus does a better job.
I don't want to knock her teeth out. That would be good for radio. That'd be better for TV than radio, I think.
We made a lot of
I'll do it. We can do one. I'll do it. Should I do it now? Or do you want to?
Please.
All right. All right, this is a song we did. And I'll do my rendition. Janine knows the sing along with me.
Yeah, sure.
It's called Just About Cured. Help me up, ladies. I'm just about cured. Finishing a pint at my pub in Madrid. Going over some stupid shit I probably did. And just as I was about to close a final tab, I heard the confession of a union scab. He said you can't always be what everybody wants. Well, what do you want from me? Was my delayed response. I'd got no time for cut up old finks, and I don't need for you to buy none of my drinks. See, I'm much better now, shook most of it off. I still got the wheeze and I still got the cough. I should have stayed in bed, but I just got too bored.
Help me up, ladies, I'm just about cured. Oh, beautiful Castellanos, they get off the train. That means Spanish girls there. Oh, music was just music till I saw you again. So I took you to my hotel and you stole half the show. But you gave it right back as I stood up to go. See, I'm much better now, shook most of it off. I still got the wheeze and I still got the cough. I should have stayed in bed, but I just got too bored. Help me up, ladies, I'm just about cured. Oh, someone play that song that always makes rain. So I'll know this night wasn't spent in vain. And I won't take issue if you don't agree with my cause. As long as you ain't the fucker writing the laws. See, I'm much better now, I shook most of it off. Still got the wheeze and I still got the cough. I should have stayed in bed, but I just got too bored. Oh, help me up, ladies, I'm just about cured. See, I'm much better now, I shook most of it off. Still got the wheeze and I still got the cough. Some play with the devil, some pray to the Lord. I'm just about cured. Help me up, ladies, I'm just about cured. Help me up, ladies, I'm just about cured.
What a special song here on Each of the Beat. That's a song written by Gustavo Rodriguez for Shane McGowan, the lead singer of the Pogues, to sing, which he did. But when Gus sings it, you can understand it, which is lovely. And as we mentioned starting off the show, you guys have so many of your fingers in different pots, and one is particularly dear, including these pots of beer we have here. Yes we started drinking, guys. Something related to this show, Eat to the Beat, is something you're organizing on Thursday in Long Island City at LIC Bar. No, I don't own LIC Bar. It must be like the third or fourth reference
right
to this
trap,
wonderful,
Sarah.
Yes, wonderful place, corner spot in Queens that I often refer to. So this Thursday is like a trivia variety show of performances of all types. And what's going on this Thursday? And tell us more about it.
I hope you'll be there.
We're
going to be side by side. We're going to be doing a. It's sort of a each week. It's a different thing. It's a trivia game. Yeah, it's a bar pub trivia kind of thing. But I try to add to it to make it a little different. It's add a little bit of a talk show element to it. We interview different kinds of guests each week. Whether they're doing whether they're someone like yourself that has a radio program or a musician or a funny
person. 2 weeks
ago
you had the theme was comedy, sounded absolutely delightful. I couldn't stay, but you had a couple of comedians there from Upright Citizen Brigade questions related to the sword. And then this week on Thursday it's all about food.
Right.
Food and I guess farming and anything else I can suggest. And Janine, will you be there with your luscious baked goods?
Yeah.
So Janine brought with her several varieties of baked goods, and she started us off with the song about cooking and your experience just being like you, I guess. Tell us some more about what you brought, because we're going to walk around Roberta's, which is right in front of us here on Heritage Radio Network, and gift out these sweets. But it inspired your music.
If I don't eat them first.
I brought enough for everybody, I think, maybe. I've always loved baking, but over the years it's gotten more and more decadent, it seems. But I brought little mini flourless chocolate cakes with chocolate ganache frosting. And then I have some peanut butter cookies with chocolate chips and Reese's peanut butter cups in them, and some lemon coconut cookies as well.
Fun.
But
so Betty Crocker.
Yeah, baking for me is like music. It's very therapeutic, and I feel very relaxed and comfortable in the kitchen baking, and sharing the baked goods is the best part. And
you're the best thing that happened to chocolate
chips. We had a joke. We were eating some kind of chocolate and peanut butter, and he's like, the cup. It's the best thing that ever happened to chocolate.
It's your world. We just live in it. We just eat in it.
Just eating it, right?
But yeah. Hopefully we can... we probably didn't cover all bases, given just all the activity these guys are up to. But you guys can throw out your websites and whatnot, and hopefully then we can move on to our final piece, which maybe you can play the whole song or play another song that was
sure,
on your mind. But I thought...
Sure. I have a website that's my name, JeneTerrana.com, JeneTerrana.com, or on MySpace/JeneTerrana. And
I have a MySpace, MySpace.com/SylvanSandovar, S-I-L, B as in boy, I, N as in Nancy, Sandovar, S-A-N. D-O-V-A-R. That was a lot of fun.
And I kept calling him Gus, and then his full name, Gus Rodriguez, and then Sylvan. And anyway, Sylvan his show, his name is performing name, and Gus Rodriguez couldn't look more sort of Irish / Hispanic than the name.
Yeah, it shows
what
more
is
ethnic.
Your heritage? Can you please remind us?
I'm of Colombian and Irish extraction.
Nice.
Dangerous combination.
And I'm Peruvian and Lithuanian, so we can go head to head.
If something's going to bad, it's going to happen here.
Guys, we might as well sign off here on E to the Beat with Janine playing a lovely tune. Thanks a lot.
Thank
See you,
you
next
for
week,
having
hopefully,
us.
Everyone.
It's been fun.
Loved the call in. Yay,
thanks,
Joey.
Thanks, callers.
What? We're discussing what song we're doing.
I'm fine.
I'm fine. Okay, this is a song off my first CD called I'm Fine. Thank God for today. Thank God. I know I was young. You say I'm not the one to blame, no. Tell me I'm strong enough to try to be happy. Put it all away. Yeah, sweep this mess into a big kids of his own. I hope he keeps his hands where they should be. I put it all away. Yeah, sweep this mess into a big till I'm prime.